Okay, so how do shareholders in banks feel about this idea of nationalization? We checked in with one of them, William Smith. He's a longtime shareholder in Citi. He's also the founder of Smith Asset Management Group in New York. William Smith has expressed his displeasure with the direction of Citi for years. He spoke earlier with my colleague Madeline Brand about what he wants to see in the government bailout plan for banks.
The taxpayer is a shareholder. The taxpayers, meaning the U.S. government and you and I, own 7% of Citigroup, whether we like it or not. No one asked us. And this is one instance where the government has actually acted in a positive way. And, for me to say that, it's a stretch. But the taxpayer is getting a decent return on their money. They also have the potential in joining an upside in some of the situations.
You mean when the smoke is cleared, they might actually see an increase in the assets that they got for cheap?
Yes.
So the head of Citigroup, Vikram Pandit, he said, when it comes to these bad assets, it's a problem getting rid of them, the ones that a lot of people blame for gumming up the works of the credit market. It's a bad idea to sell them right now because that might not be good for our shareholders. What do you think of that?
We actually, out of everything that Vikram Pandit has ever stated in his very short career, it's probably the only thing we do agree with. Unfortunately, he's got himself into a real pickle. So I agree with what he's saying. These assets are worth more. Unfortunately, with the mark-to-market accounting rules, the more write-downs that they take, the more capital they're going to have to raise.
Right. So what do you think they should do?
We have been proponents and been advocates of breaking up Citigroup since the shares were $50 a share, and that was more than 2.5 years ago, going on 3 years. We stated that the actual financial structure of the company didn't work. Financial supermarkets don't work. So the fact that they're breaking up the company now is a negative because it's at $4 a share. Having said that, at least we now have someone in the U.S. government that is sort of acting as the grown-up in the room, and they're creating this change right now. It's in the best interest of the government to get the shares higher, and I think the government also realized that the only way you're going to create any value for shareholders is by breaking Citigroup up.
When you say we, you're referring to all shareholders or just your group?
I don't care about anyone else. I'm only I'm only concerned about our shares at our firm.
So, have you made your ideas known to
yes,
the management?
Yes. We have been vocal critics and advocates of breaking up Citi for some time. So it's all happened. Unfortunately, the board of directors, led by Robert Rubin and Pandit, as well as the former management and Prince, they've decimated the shares. And it didn't have to be this way, but it is. And, we continue to buy the shares and continue to hold our position.
There's a lot of anger out there. I hear it from you, too, at the bank executives, and also some consternation that Timothy Geithner at Treasury did not have that as part of his plan, that the top executives be forced to quit and resign for their performance. What do you think of that?
I don't have a problem with most of the bank executives. I think if you look at Kovacevic and the guys at in Stump at Wells Fargo, Jamie Dimon at J.P. Morgan's, Blank Fine is absolutely tremendous. These guys are great executives. They're good executives. Vikram Pandit, Charles Prince, Robert Rubin, these guys are borderline criminal as far as what they did.
Borderline criminal?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, look at some of the things that they've done. I mean, Robert Rubin, basically using the New York Times as his public relations firm, proudly suggested that he didn't actually have an operating role. Well, then why did you take $150 million of my money? you don't get both. Either, you earn your $150 million or give it back. A lot of these guys were complicit as far as their involvement in the decimation of this company in particular.
William Smith is a Citigroup shareholder. He's the founder of Smith Asset Management. Thank you very much.
Okay.
We also contacted Citi for a statement about William Smith's claims. Here's what they had to say. Quote, Citi's board of directors has diligently carried out its responsibilities during one of the most severe market downturns in decades. In concert with senior management, they continue to work to further strengthen Citi's balance sheet, enhance risk management, and position our company for global growth.